Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with some tennis this morning. The king of clay, Rafael Nadal, says he's retiring from professional tennis because he can no longer be competitive enough at the highest level. Now he's set to be competing for Spain against the Netherlands in the quarterfinals of the Davis Cup, which starts this afternoon. In his last ever tournament, Nadal says he just doesn't think he can go on any longer.
Okay, I can hold for one more year, but why? I mean, to say goodbye in every single tournament, I mean, I don't have that ego to need that. So at the end, it's about a feeling that I have been thinking for a long time.
Yeah, and then action from the Nations League. Switzerland finished the competition winless following a 3-2 loss to Group A4 winners Spain. All these groups are confusing, but just take it where it comes from, right? Croatia secured their spot in the quarterfinals after coming from behind to rescue a 1-1 Group A1 draw with Portugal. Scotland avoided automatic relegation from League A after Andy Robertson's late winner handed them a 2-1 victory over Robert Lewandowski and his friends. Four Springbok stars, Eben Etzebeth, Chesan Colby, Peter Steph Tutoi and Sasha Feinberg and Mgomezulu, have been nominated for the 2024 World Rugby Awards in different categories. The awards will take place in Monaco on Sunday, the 24th of November. Etzebeth, Colby and Tutoi are up against Ireland loose forward Caden Doris for the 2024's Best Player Award. Sasha, he's nominated for the Men's Breakthrough of the Year Award. My prediction: 3 South Africans, 1 Irish player in the Best Player in the World. I would give it to Chesan Colby. Peter Steph Tutoi has, of course, won it. I don't think Eben has been as great as Chesan Colby has. So I think I would give it to Ches. And then Breakthrough of the Year Award. It's a tough one for Sasha because he's up against Wallace Setiti, who's been brilliant for the ABs this season. But hey, if Sasha walks away with that one, I think it'll be a fantastic one for him. For the East Coast Raiders Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.